So you do it in your ass.
Yeah.
How do you do it in your ass?
I'll show you.
Pull up chicks with big tits. Do you think I'm smarter than the Malaysian president? Do you remember the first time you shot gear? 100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey guys. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. When we're on the West Coast, I'm the boss. And by the way, what a benevolent boss I am. Hey guys, it's Bert Kreischer, the boss of Two Bears, One Cave. And there's my wife bringing in scissors. And I got next to me West Coast Tommy, who has switched out a luxury vehicle every single day and high-end clothes. What are we wearing today, Tom?
You don't want a free Palestine, but you don't think so. No, I got hooked up. Thank you, McLaren. They sent me the...
Are we having a hard time with our retainer today?
I got a cough drop in, too.
Oh. Okay. I have to... Okay, yeah.
No, they sent me the new Artura, and I drove that for a day. It was really cool. Thank you very much, McLaren.
Kind of shit weather to drive it in.
That's why I don't have it today. Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, it would have been a nightmare to drive.
Yeah. I like the one... I almost bought the car you had, because I didn't...
My friend... It's not my car. It's a friend lent me that. I know, you know what I mean? Somebody loaned me
Matt Farah.
Yeah, Matt Farah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo, Matt, the fuck?
Matt, don't. So, what are you wearing today? I like your t-shirt.
Thank you. This is a vintage Gap t-shirt. I will tell you, this is when a t-shirt gets its best. Mm-hmm. These are polyester t-shirts, and it's once it starts fraying on the inside... Like, this is an old t-shirt, and I love this. We had one t-shirt like this in college.
I love that shirt.
It's so
comfortable,
it's
right?
So old. But do you remember in college when you'd get a shirt that everyone kind of loved and you'd steal it from each other?
Sure.
And our shirt I think it was like Jimmy had it. Our roommate Jimmy had it. And it was just a perfectly gray like this, worn out. And it was like a baseball shirt. It had like name of a baseball team on it, like that he had played for in high school. And we would go around stealing that shirt. And once you got it, you'd wash it and you'd put it in your clothes. And then when you wore it, they're like, that's what the shirt is.
Yeah.
I love this shirt. I'll tell you what I do love. And I went and I pulled a Tommy and made it rain in New York.
Did you really?
James Purse.
Oh, that's the best.
And I know you love James Purse, too.
I love James Purse.
You did a gangster move when we were at the Daytona 500. You pulled out a crisp James Purse with the tag on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Secret time?
Yeah, yeah.
Secret time? That's why Leanne had scissors. That's not Leanne.
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was Leanne. That's why Leanne had scissors earlier. I had some fresh James Purses.
They feel amazing.
Well, there's two. Look, I would love to give James Purse as a guest bear. Either you, me, or you, whoever gets him, I don't give a fuck.
You know what he likes to do also?
Fuck chicks?
Probably, but... He buys houses and just designs, like, because he's got great taste.
This was my idea.
And then
This was my idea. You know that, right?
You and James Purse.
No, James, I came up with it before James Purse. I guarantee it. Don't Google James Purse right now. Where the fuck's Rachel? Rachel, I like when you Google better than Halston. So, So I had an idea. I was sitting with Bobby Flay in Dallas outside of, at a bar.
You were doing this?
This is a true story.
Okay.
And so I sat, was sitting with Bobby Flay, and he said to me, we were talking about our loyalty to Scripps when we both worked at Scripps. Yeah. And what a great company it was to work for. All the dudes that ran Scripps, that owned it, the COO, the CEO, all those men were some awesome fucking men that were generous and kind and insightful. And they were like men. And they would tell you how to be a man and how to be a better man.
These are executives you're talking
about?
These
are the executives. And they were approachable and they'd hang with you. They'd come up and they'd be like, have a drink with you and talk to you. I loved those guys. Well, Bobby Flay was really good friends with all of them. They treated him like fucking gold. Bobby was like their golden goose. Whatever he touched was a home run.
Yeah.
And Bobby said to me, the beauty is don't worry about your money at Scripps. It's your side projects. That's where the big, he goes, when I open a restaurant, I have the backing of this big network where everyone's a fan of mine. And I get fans from all around the world wanting to come to my restaurant when you're in New York.
And that's the money move.
He goes, what's your money move? And I said, he's like a bar? Like, because you're a party guy? And I was like, no. I was like, what if I opened Airbnb, Burt Airbnbs, and I set it up for Burt? And I said, but here's the cool thing. I use my research and my insight and say like a place like Costa Rica or Rome or places I've been, but maybe not Rome. Rome's not about it, but Costa Rica is a perfect idea because Costa Rica is so big and so vast that it's going to take, you'll never really know exactly where to go.
Yeah.
But what if I did the research? Then I buy the house. I fill it up with all the shit I love. Fridge is stocked with beer, margaritas. We got The Rock's tequila. All my friends send in their shit. And then I have guy like Adam Richman scope out all the restaurants. So basically you're getting a concierge service when you rent my Airbnb. But it's not James Purse. It's not cool and slick and hot. It's like fun as fucking shit.
Sure.
It's a house on the beach where the waves break small. I can tell you. And then I have hookups throughout from all the Travel Channel shit we did. So you can do all the shit we did on Travel Channel.
I love it.
And so
it's a good idea.
I know. I'm hit. Dude, if you have a hedge fund and you want to do this, hit me up. I'd still do it.
I think you should be like head to toe James Purse. Like, you know, he's a Malibu guy. Yeah. That's your vibe, dude.
Dude.
You should be head to toe James Purse all the time.
James Purse is a bad motherfucker. So I roll in the Soho store. It's a block. It's a block from someone's podcast.
Yeah.
and so I roll in and I'm like, I go, just make it rain. They're like, what? It's razzle dazzle time. I'm like, razzle dazzle me.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? I go, every color. I want every, because you it's online. It's just, you can do it, but it's, just razzle dazzle every fucking color. I want every fucking color of shirt. And they're like, okay. They make the subtle mistake of grabbing the higher end shirt.
Yeah.
Which is a price point at which I do not buy t-shirts. Now, if I told you how much the low end t-shirt would cost, you would throw your flip-flop at this screen right now and go, shut the fuck up. But they're comfortable shirts and they break in well. They all turn into like a great fucking shirt. And so they grab the one and I was like, whoa, what's that, Bill? And they were like, yeah, dude. And I go, dude, hang on. What, don't you have like a
another one?
One that's half that price? When I say half the price, Google how much a James shirt turns. You know what I'm saying. Shop men's. Just shop men's. And so they go back. They got all the other ones. And then I got a tracksuit, a James Purse tracksuit. And she was, and then I was done.
You are.
The tracksuit was ridiculously expensive.
From him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. And by the way, if you look like Pete, like saved up to buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Of course, I was like, I'll just buy it for you.
Yeah.
So I bought it for him. And when Pete wears it, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, he has the body of a.
It looked good on you.
Thanks.
My goal is to make, my goal is to wear a 4.
That shirt looked good on him on the left right there.
That's the shirt I bought. The one on the right, the far right, that's the ones I bought.
Right there?
The short sleeve crew neck, and then I got some V-necks.
Yeah, what is that? Like,
that's the one, though. That's the price point.
What is it, $80?
$80 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but here's the deal. I'm cleaning out my closet. I'm only going to have James Purse because I love them.
You got to get rid of shit, though.
I have a hard time.
Me too. But I've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, but you get rid of expensive shit.
I do.
But I have a hard time getting rid of concert shirts.
I donate. It makes you feel good, too.
Donate to poor people?
Yeah. Do you know how fucking one of those poors feels when you give them a fucking like Cuccinelli t-shirt?
Have you had follow through with when you donate to the poors?
Yeah. Well, like sometimes they wear it to the show. Like they'll be like,
no,
they'll hold up like a jacket. I get there like this. Shut. You gave me this. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone would want what I have. I have a lot of. I have. Okay, if I was going to clean up my closet, I would get rid of. I have a ridiculous amount of tracksuits, like an obnoxious amount of tracksuits. If I just cleaned out tracksuits, hoodies, and t-shirts, I'd have a normal looking closet.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If you did that, I guarantee you, you would feel so good about it.
Really?
Yes. It is like, have you ever like cleaned up your desk?
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn, finally. Oh, yeah. Like you'll feel, it's like cleaning out a room or a car. Like it feels great. And here's the thing. Because you have new stuff going in, you're like, that's right. I made room for this new stuff. This new stuff's coming in. Get rid of this bullshit that is just taking up space.
I have four blue North Face vests.
Four
of the same color. Yeah. The four. And when we were in Copenhagen, there was a North Face store. And I walked in and I was like, ooh, I like this blue. And Pete said, I'm not letting you buy it. And I went, oh, I turned into a fucking, I go, no one tells me what to do.
Yeah,
no one. And I was like, I'm buying out. And I said, be very careful with what you say, because I will buy every single one of the blue ones and all the different sizes, and I'll hand them out to people on the street. Don't ever tell me that. And he was like, okay, I was just saying, if Liang sees you come home with another fucking vet blue, I buy a lot of the same things because I like things. Here's my problem.
We're all like that.
I wouldn't have a problem. I actually would not have a problem. I'm being dead serious. I don't know when I'll ever be home again.
But like, again?
Yeah, I don't, like, I think in late April I'm home. I swear to God, here's what I'll do. Now, I don't have expensive stuff, but if I know it's going to someone who would love it, meaning...
This is what I did.
Like yeah, but I don't have fancy, like, I'm talking about fucking badass shirts. Like fucking, like a shirt like this, like an old school vintage shirt that, like... And I want, like, this sounds really creepy.
Let me give you some advice, though.
Okay.
Are you going to give away stuff?
Yeah.
The mistake is trying to give away a bunch of individual items to a bunch of individual. It's a lot of work to coordinate, like, 30 shirts or jackets or vests to 30 people. You should consolidate and give a few people multiple items.
Really?
Yeah.
What I was going to do, what if I did this?
Yeah.
What if I made a t-shirt that says, I have one of Bert's shirts. And then if you buy that t-shirt for like what? I'm just saying, I want to cover it shipping. So you buy one of those shirts, I have one of Bert's shirts. I'll put another one of my shirts in there. Same size as what you bought. Well, by the way, hold on, I'm sorry. They're all extra large.
Yeah. Same size as what you, oh, you got a medium? Yeah, I got that for you. You have a lot of mediums, Bert?
I woke up laughing. I know this is a different episode. I woke up laughing to Ellis's
about 2 weeks
story.
Yeah, me
I woke
too.
Up laughing to it, yeah. And I fucking made I told it to Isla Leanne. I told it to Lacey and Peter. I've told it to everyone. It might be my favorite thing I've heard in a really long time.
I
woke up laughing to, like, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
The confidence.
About 2 weeks. That's good. 2 weeks is good.
That's what we're gonna do. Rachel, does that sound like a good idea? We do. I bought one of Bert's shirts.
You know how much of a logistical nightmare you just signed up for? How many shirts are you going to do this with?
I have roughly 1,000 shirts.
Do you really want to do that for 1,000
people? 1,000 shirts.
All right, scratch this idea right now.
I'm giving away my socks, my underwear. And everyone's like,
dude, just throw it in a bag and take it to Goodwill. You're gonna fucking hate that you did this so much.
Two weeks. It's the same thing as 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. It's like you don't know what you're talking about.
I hate that you already have a good new hour. Like, all the shit you told me is all fucking stuff for a new hour.
That other thing fucking murdered.
Which one?
The thing that I did live with you, that you're like, you got to tell that on stage. Remember?
Yeah, I forget.
It was about him going downstairs with his drink. Like,
I have nothing new.
That killed.
Dude. Oh, all right. I'm going to figure, because here's the thing is I have a vision, right? Like Leanne's got a shirt I bought when I was in shape and I was younger, and it just says I love Detroit on it. It's like a cool.
I thought about last night, by the way. I fucking thought about you on Rachel Ray. I was like, holy shit, how unrecognizable.
Yeah.
And like also how your face looked like a cartoon on top of your face. It was so big and animated.
Hi, everybody. Yeah,
and then I couldn't stop thinking about the how unrecognizable I was in the shaving video.
You don't even look like the same person.
You know what else?
You look better now.
Well, yeah, thank God.
I look fucking disgusting skinny.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. But here's the thing. So that was 15 years ago. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about this last night.
What?
That is 15 years ago and I'm unrecognizable. And then a few years prior to that, I'm unrecognizable to what you see there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 3 years before that, you wouldn't recognize me there.
I would argue your comedy has changed with your looks.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Because I think you play, you definitely played to what you looked like then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Sloppy.
Yeah. And but it's so funny. I remember you buying like nice stuff to wear to do Conan. Like you bought like a nice shirt and nice shoes.
Yeah.
And I remember it's silly when a fat person buys nice things.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because like when I buy like, it's almost like you gave up and you go, yeah, I'll get it. And then you're like, holy shit. Have you seen Billy Gardell lately?
Yes.
Dude,
you put in Billy Gardell.
Talk about unrecognizable. I love Billy, and I'm happy that he lost the weight. Because who gives a fuck? He looks like a different person. Type in Oscars. Type in Oscars.
He's at the Oscars?
Or was he the Oscars the other day?
Yeah, but he was there? Oh, yeah, I guess. No.
I mean, first of all, he looks fucking great. I mean, he looks.
People that don't know, tap one of those other pictures.
That was Billy.
I mean, really, like, yeah, full body. Like, he was a big dude. That's not even him at his biggest, by the way.
Yeah.
Did he, he must have lost 200 pounds.
He must have lost a ton of fucking
like
weight.
Like him? Yeah, yeah, look at him right there.
Look at him and Mike and Molly. Wow. I wonder if that's Photoshop. That's probably not Photoshop. That'll
no.
make you bigger.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's a significant amount.
It's a significant amount. And I mean, good for him, because who gives a fuck? He gets to see his kid grow up.
Yeah.
He gets to meet his grandkids. Like, he wasn't going to meet his grandkids on Mike and Molly size.
No.
He wasn't going to see his son get married on Mike and Molly size. That's a sad. I mean, and by the way, your quality of life, they're talking about, they're saying Clint Eastwood. This is why we're about to shoot up with steroids.
Yeah.
And we will. We're going to shoot up with steroids because I've been doing it in my stomach and I have shows and I've been bruising on my stomach.
Yeah.
And you do it in the ass. And so I want you to teach me how to do it in
I'll
the ass.
I'll show you. Okay.
And so clip that out, would you? So, but here's the deal. They haven't seen Clint Eastwood in like 9 months. Right? Mm-hmm. He's like 90.
Yeah,
and they're saying it's osteoporosis. And I'd argue that it's from lifting weights. I was with a dude, older dude, and we were in a gym, and I was watching him not be able to do like a squat, like his legs were trembling.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Like we were at one point doing, 150 squats, 150 burpees, and 150 pushups a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not going to lose.
If all of us really wanted that longevity, like if you could fast forward to being 80, like what would make me like have a healthy lifestyle mobility at this age,
yeah,
we would all be so much more dedicated to yoga. You know, that's who ends up like moving around well at that age.
Well, I'm going, don't hold me to this, but yeah. I'm not going to drink this weekend. I'm going to go back to a sober October.
You are?
Yeah, because I enjoy it on the road. I don't mind it.
How long are you going to do it for?
I was going to do a month. I just want to be like.
That's great.
Don't hold me to it.
1 month?
Yeah. My only problem is I had caveats. Like, I didn't have a problem not drinking on the road. That actually wasn't a big deal. I didn't have a problem working out on the road. I didn't have a problem with any of this shit. My only caveat was the flying.
Didn't your thing tell me you're like, remember that Two Bears where you're like, I'm never going to
drink before a flight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've held to it pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. There's been times like when we flew to Vegas, through like fucking Newark or JFK. I forget where it was, but it was absolute chaos. And I was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And Pete just put down two Tito's and sodas, and he's like, just fucking relax. It's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I've been pretty good. I could use private suites. So private suites, been, you know, it helps with all the fucking anxiety. But I get worked up. I can't, like, I don't have any anxiety right now. Right now, I have no anxiety. Zero. On stage, zero anxiety.
Yeah.
But it rears its head after this. Like, after this, we'll get done, and I'll start. It starts feeling like I'm sick. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, everything gets a little smaller, and I'm like, hmm. So
after this,
immediately after this, and I have no control over it. I have none. Like, this area will get tight. I'll have zero control over it, and I just will be like, great, it's happening. So I wish I could get in control of that. I'm like, I can't. I've tried everything. I went to therapy and said I have a problem flying, and they were like, when was the last time you flew? And I was like, yesterday. And they're like, then you don't have a problem.
That was it? That was their explanation?
Yeah.
I would get a new therapist. What a dipshit.
What were we talking about before this?
How?
You look different. You did look different. Your act changed based on what you looked like.
You think so?
Yeah, but not globally, but like subtly.
Yeah.
Like there, I mean, I think it's funny. I've noticed that my fattest, I definitely, I have had more jokes about my weight in it. Like without any.
But that's natural, right? Because, like, you know, when you have kids, you start talking about the fact you have kids. It's your reality.
Yeah.
So like when I was at my heaviest, I had some jokes about it, but it wasn't like my act. I wasn't like, my act is being.
It wasn't like Ralphie had.
Yeah, yeah. One time he saw me when I had lost some weight, and he goes, man, you keep losing weight, you're going to lose your whole act. I go, I'm not you. Like, what are you talking about?
People said that to me.
Yeah.
They go, if you lose weight, you know, you just won't have an act. And I went, oh, that's right. I no longer have a daughter or a wife.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Fucking. And you're telling me I can't tell the machine anymore?
I was like, come on, player. You don't think I'm going to have nothing else to talk about?
Man, Ralphie would fuck up food.
Yeah.
I mean, he would do it at just a different clip.
Let's see, Ralph. What was Ralphie's?
He had an ability in stand up.
You know, one of the first places, a couple places I worked in LA for food. Jesus Christ, he was big. It was Chibo.
You ever go to Cafe Chibo?
Chibo on Sunset?
No.
There's a place called Chibo on Sunset. And when it first opened, we did like pizzas and Italian food. It was like counter service.
Yeah.
And I think it changed. It evolved into like an actual wait staff kind of restaurant. But he came in one time. He ordered like an extra large pizza. And he had a Toyota 4Runner. Mm-hmm. And it pulled up front. And I remember I saw the 4Runner pull up front. And I didn't know who was in it. And when he got out, the 4Runner raised like 6 inches. It was like, like this. And he came in. Yeah, he just came in and just tore up that pizza, dude. He's a big guy.
It's funny that like the genuinely fat people, meaning like obviously, I guess I'm fat. I don't really see it. I think I look fucking awesome. I actually think I look awesome.
That's great. You have a real different perspective than, like, I mean, it's I guess it's healthy because, like, you know, most people who are in, like, even, like, pretty solid shape, they go, like, oh, fuck. And they hate themselves and they talk shit to themselves. And you're the only guy I've been around who's, like, you know what you do is, like, you actually... Everybody has something they could focus on that's good about themselves, and they don't. They ignore it. They go, but what about what sucks? I hate this fat here on my stomach. And you're like, how fucking awesome are my shoulders?
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean.
No, it's very, like, it's very interesting. Like, you really focus on what's good.
Yeah. I have fantastic feet. I have great calves. I have dominant shoulders, fucking awesome arms.
Nice hands.
I have beautiful hands. Yeah. I have beautiful hands. And my skin's perfect.
Yeah, look how nice my hands are now.
Your hands look skinny. I wonder if my wedding ring will. Well, not getting that off.
But I used to like look. I used to bite them all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
No.
And like now they're fucking. They're nice.
But what I was trying to say was that genuinely fat people are embarrassed by, like, if you called them out on how they eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, I'll edit the name out, but I saw at a ice cream shop one time.
Yeah.
And I thought he was ordering for a family as he walked to his car. He has, like, four things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even know you had kids. And he's like, I don't. And I was like, huh? And I just saw him get in the car with four things. And I went,
he's keeping that for
yeah, but I would never say his name because I know that. Don't Google him.
he's well, for us, mind. Just yeah. Don't show the.
Yeah, it's for us. But, like, I remember going, like.
He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah. But I would never say that because I know that he would be sensitive about that. Like, Ralphie used to hide his eating. Like, he wouldn't. There would be parts of him you didn't know was happening.
Sure.
And if you called him out on his eating, like we went and ate sushi and he ate like $2,000 worth of sushi. It bothered him that I'd tell that story. Like yeah. He'd be like, oh, player, you don't think you drank $2,000 worth of alcohol?
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, I'd be dead. I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know too. And then if you talk about like what you ate, like I've done this where I've been like, yeah, you know, and I gained weight. And then you talk to one of these guys who they're like, you're not overweight. You don't. Really, yeah. You don't have a problem, and you're like, okay.
Well, it's funny. You sit me next to like I was. You know, I saw the. I watched a very short episode clip of the Schultz and Akash and the whatever the fucking show is. Flagrant.
Yeah.
2. I was watching a little clip of Flagrant 2. I'm so much larger of a man than those guys.
Yeah.
Like I am just like you. Just look at my shoulders.
Yeah.
And my shoulders, like my head is larger. Everything's larger. Than
yeah,
me.
You're a bigger dude.
And so, I had a dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Pete that I was buying spin shoes. And there was these two Puerto Rican guys, and they were behind me, and they were like, hey, if you could just move this faster, because we ain't buying spin shoes. And I was like, and we were in between shoe boxes. Like, imagine if the exit line for the Nike store, but it was like, all lined with shoe boxes.
Through the closet, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, hang on. And I turned around to go, I meant to say, if you were a little nicer, then I would be happy to help you. But with that attitude, you're not going to get anything from me. But for some reason, my finger got under his chin and I went like that. And they were like, whoa, you ready for this? This was in a dream. I had this in a dream.
Yeah.
In a dream, I said, I chose not to say something I saw a director say to a guy. I chose not to say anything ego-wise. I asked someone to hold the shoe boxes because these guys were like, oh, it's like that. It's like that. And I said in my head, I bench 265 pounds. Stabilize your feet and throw this man across the room. And I grabbed him and I shoved him like a fucking movie. He went 30 feet like, ah, through shoe boxes. And everyone's like, what the fuck? I grabbed the other guy and started pounding his fucking face. I've never been that destructive in a dream.
In a dream.
It was felt so good. I woke up like pissed off, like, fuck yeah.
You got some pent up rage though. So,
it's gear.
For people that don't know,
it's gear.
If you're listening right now, Bert has his Gucci fanny pack.
It's my gear bag.
His Gucci gear bag on the table.
Pete, take out half my gear?
Let's see this.
I don't ever do this right.
Yeah, it's the one you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. You got it. First off, I don't know. Are we going to get in trouble for shooting gear?
I don't think so.
So you do it in your ass.
Yeah.
How do you do it in your ass?
I'll show you.
Here. Let's not try to everyone touch my gear because you're sick.
I'm going
to
do it.
No, I'm going to do new gear. You got to wash your hands.
To do your gear?
I think.
No, you don't.
For real?
Give me this.
Hang on. Stop. What? I don't like the way you're handling my gear.
Stop.
No, you got to, hang on. You got to fucking wipe it off and stuff. Get like a good call, Rach. Good call. Okay, so number one, you go like this.
Alcohol swab there. Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me do the drawing. I like enjoying my gear. You're just gonna.
You told me I could do it.
No, I'm gonna fill it up. I'm afraid you'll overfill my gear. Okay, and then where do you shoot it in your ass?
In the butt cheek, just right in your cheek.
Okay, hold on. So for everyone wondering, this is called Deca. Deca and with a windscroll topper.
It's straight up. Wait. No. You don't want to do it like that.
That's how I do it.
No, take the air out first. That's how you want to do it.
Why?
It's a much better draw that way. So pull out the amount you are going to take. Okay? Leave it like that.
Right there, 25.
Okay, leave it like that.
Hold on, let me see.
Take it all the way down to 30. It's fine.
Let's take it to 30.
Take it to 30. Okay. And put it in.
Someone shot gear before.
Put it in there. And now push that air in. And now pull back.
It's the same.
No, it's probably flowing better.
It's flowing a little bit better. So how much do you shoot?
20.
Oh, shit. Does that mean I'm manlier?
I think it means you need more.
My testosterone is really fucking low.
Really?
Yeah, but there's so many bubbles in my gear now.
No, you're fine.
You can put a little bubble in your body, right?
A little bit's fine. Yeah, take it down to 28. Who's going to know?
I do that all the time.
I know you do. It is tea.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's joking. Yeah.
If anyone thinks I'm fucking using anabolic steroids. Okay. Now.
All right.
Take it up, back up to 25.
Just, yeah, you're good. Don't do too crazy.
25.
And then pull that needle right out.
Boom.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Now, I'll show you.
Hang on. Not with this. You got this. Is very important.
What? You're fine.
A little.
Don't put any more.
Okay. So. All right. Here, you hold my gear.
Okay.
And then, where do you do it?
So, like, right, I go right here.
Okay. Hang on. So you saw where I wiped?
Yeah, I did. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Boom.
How'd you do that so quick?
You just popped it in and did it, man.
Wow.
And doesn't that feel better than the stomach?
Yeah. You know, it takes me like a solid, like... Wipe one more time. Do you know it takes me forever to get it in?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, dude. Pull up chicks with big tits. Chicks with big tits and nerds.
All right.
So this is the part that bothers Pete.
What's that?
Is that I leave these needles out.
Well, that would probably bother any most reasonable people.
Wait, so you just shove it right in?
Yeah.
You don't like the slow push?
No.
Really? I enjoy the process in my stomach to watch it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stick it in my ass again because I can't see my ass.
You can just feel a spot.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for shooting up my gear.
No problem, bro.
Fuck
we
yeah.
usually do it for each other in the locker room after our lifts.
For real?
Yeah. That's what Arnold said, that when people were like, you know, they're like, do you guys really do steroids? He was like, yeah, we all did. We would shoot each other up after we worked out. Like...
They shoot up after they work out?
That was their thing. Like, I guess back in the 70s or whatever, they would just, like, shoot up together after their workouts.
I feel it immediately. I know you're not supposed to.
I mean, really?
Immediately. I feel phenomenal after it. I feel so fucking good. I'll tell you, I'm sleeping better.
Good.
Like, I'm sleeping so fucking good lately.
That's a big one.
And my recovery has been phenomenal considering my... ace of work has been fucking insane.
Yeah, it really has been.
I kind of enjoy getting on the road because everything kind of slows down.
On the road?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, good.
That's the big lie about getting off the road is they're like, now you're off the road.
Oh,
and you're like, that's when everything ramps up.
Dude, yeah, man, I can feel it pulsing. Do you remember the first time you shot gear?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I mean, I had the same thing where I was like, this is cool. Yeah.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah, so cool.
If you're a young kid watching this, man, you definitely should get gear.
Get gear, yeah. Especially if you're like, you know, right in that pre-adult age. That's Now, your body's producing so much of it then.
I remember me at my most testosterone-y.
Yeah.
I can almost pinpoint the day.
Well, now you can also, now you realize too, when people are like, what happens as you age? It is that, like when I played basketball like a month ago against that dude, you know, the adrenaline spike was so crazy. I'm not used to playing, jumping and doing all that shit every day.
Yeah.
My soreness lasted like fucking a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And you go, the difference is like when you're 16, 18, 20 years old, you go, you do that, the next day you'd be like, let's go play basketball again.
Yeah.
And like now, it's so much different. It's so much different.
Can I tell you, this isn't the equivalent, but I can't eat McDonald's anymore.
Really?
Like I'm having a hard, if I eat McDonald's, I end up getting sick.
That's probably good to listen to. Like, listen to your body on that.
Like, if I have McDonald's at Mark Norman's bachelor party, and I've got physically sick, like like food poisoning sick.
What'd you eat? What'd you have?
I was out of control.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have like a burger. I tacoed probably like four burgers, and then had a Big Mac, and then went fries.
And you're like, and I got sick. I ate five things from McDonald's and I got something happened.
Shamrock shake with whiskey. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, this fucking wrecked me. Like, for really? Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of soreness. And that's like, you know, this gear.
Yeah.
Is supposed to help with that.
I love it. Yeah. I would love to know. I would love if everyone posted their gear dosage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I want to know what people are up to.
Do you want to get like on a full stack though?
Yeah.
You want to do this?
Oh, definitely once. I'm not going to not do it.
I know. HGH.
We're not. So what's the difference of what we're on? We're just on testosterone.
You're just getting testosterone. Yeah. Yeah.
And that just goes, and then you just feel like.
You're getting to like a, what's called a healthy, normal range level. Like, there's a range, and you're, this is helping you stay in that ideal range.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that obviously, and they don't, I'm not recommending this. You should not do this, but there's people who take an amount that is way out of the range on the high side, and you know, you see those dudes like in gym sometimes.
Hey, put in a best anabolic steroids.
Yeah, best.
Like, I don't know if that's the.
I wouldn't know the. I don't think the best. Like, what?
I want to see what like.
Yeah, what are like list of anabolic steroids. You know,
best for jack dudes.
Let's see.
Oh, here we go. So. Anadrol, I've heard of that.
Yeah, Anadrol.
That's oral, and I'm not taking that shit. Injectable. Deca. Duribalin.
Uh-huh. Depo.
Depo testosterone.
Yeah. And then, here's Winstrol. I remember a lot of people do.
Winstrol. That's oral? I'll take Winstrol.
I know. You know where I knew a bunch of
put
dudes?
Put in negative side effects of Winstrol.
Where I knew a bunch of dudes doing a ton of steroids was FSU.
Really? Like on the football team?
A couple that were probably on it, but dudes that were just students.
Oh, that were, dude, there's, I gotta be honest with you, just, oh, there's shows NEN. New acne headaches, change in sexual desire.
Nausea, okay. Vomiting, change in skin color, ankle swelling. Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, all things I already kind of have.
Yeah.
Winstrol steroids.
Oh, look at that dude. Look at the acne.
That would bum me out if I was that jacked, but I had that bad skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then there's what did Arnold use?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Type in what steroids did Arnold Schwarzenegger use? And this is how we'll never have him on our podcast.
No, he would talk about it.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
HGH is what Barry Bonds used, right?
Yeah, all those dudes. Well, he was on, they were on T, HGH. All the players were on it back then. Oh, during his, let's say.
There's teens? You can't use them in your teens.
He was known to take anything available. Test, D-ball, stanozolol, Pribilin, Deca, and draw. So he was on a full stack, dude. According to, I mean, we should say this is just a fucking, you know, an internet answer. It's not him saying it. But this is saying the same thing. Basically, it was Dianabol, Primobolan, Testosterone, Deca, Winstrol, and Anavar. God damn. That is a lot of shit.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah, but also look at those guys. They don't have like, that's not a natural dude's build. As much as he worked at it.
You know, I always thought, I really honestly always thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was natural. Look at that fucking body.
Come on, man.
So I'll never look like that.
I don't know. Don't forget to like.
What am I saying? I'll never look like that. I don't have that dedication. Can you imagine? I don't even know if I have those muscles in my body.
Well, they're in there.
Isn't it crazy that I have those muscles? Those muscles should be in my body. And I couldn't even find them.
No, that's a real crazy
like
level.
That one.
Yeah. It's a real crazy level he got to, man.
Yeah.
All those guys, all the pro bodybuilders. I mean, but they are like, you know, most of them are on like when that T, they're filling up that syringe.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, their testosterone's through the roof.
Through the roof.
And look, have you seen Flex Wheeler's having a hard time walking now?
Is he really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No.
I'm just fucking coursing through my veins.
Yeah. Yeah, no, some of them. So, you know, that cypionate, I think it's called, testosterone cypionate. So you're taking.
Did your dad ever do it?
No, nothing.
For real?
No, he didn't take vitamins, dude. He didn't take anything.
Shit.
He just ate steaks. But so you're taking 75 units a week.
Yeah.
Right? 25, 50, 75. some of those hardcore powerlifter bodybuilders are taking 200 units each time they inject.
So I'm taking a pussy amount.
Compared to these guys, yeah.
I need to step up my
Look at this team. Fucking guy with like with sitting there with his arms crossed in front of himself, sitting there forward, facing
Holy
forward.
Shit.
Is that a real photo?
Oh my God, that's a real human?
That's a real guy? That's not Slovak. Photoshop? What the... it's got to be a Photoshop, right? Is that a real guy? You gotta be kidding me.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, like that dude's not taking 20 units at a time.
Good God, look at that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
You wanna look like that?
Nope. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I kind of... that's not real. That's got to be Photoshopped. That can't be a real fucking photo. Have you ever seen the Iranian Hulk?
Yeah.
That guy, that was Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Dude, my buddy fought him.
Look at this guy.
Have you ever seen my buddy Martin?
Martin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Martin Ford. Type in Martin Ford.
Is it a friend of yours?
Yeah. He's in the movie.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He is fucking...
he's jacked.
Jacked. Yeah. I mean, jacked. And the sweetest guy, the sweetest, goofiest guy. Look at that. Look at him next to the Iranian Hulk.
Dude, let's get tatted. Let's get tatted up like that.
You want to get tatted up?
Yeah.
Look at the Iranian Hulk.
Oh my God. Don't you want to get some like?
What would we get?
Well, I mean, since we're doing gear, like I think it looks right when you get tatted.
Should we do a tit tat
or like an arm thing
sleeve?
Yeah.
Want to get sleeved? Want to get identical sleeves?
Yeah. You want to do some tribal shit?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go to Hawaii and have them do...
yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what I'd want.
Yeah.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Well, I think...
costume's not your culture?
I think as long as... maybe they make us, like, do some shit to earn it, you know?
Oh. Like, walk across hot coals, swim out to a big thing.
Kill a white family. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I like that. That was a fucking rat. I like rad. That shit. It's bad. Like the Jason Momoa's shit he's got.
It's dope.
Fucking sick.
His are dope.
Yeah. Those are fucking sick.
Yeah.
I would love that. I mean, what I'd want them to do, I bet it takes fucking forever.
Yeah. Probably hurts like a motherfucker too.
Oh.
Fuck.
Type in, whoa. I love when the Maori dudes go full face tat, like brrr. Like I love that shit. Like that guy.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Do you know who I just saw has gotten... is that Robert Downey Jr.?
Don't think so.
It's a fucking impressive tat. That guy's badass. Who is he? He's gotta be the real dudes have it on their face.
Yeah, that's badass. Now, if I was gonna do tats, I really do think that Hawaiian shit is the fucking coolest.
Can we do
Hawaiian tats? I don't think so, man. I mean, you can. The answer is yes. Someone will do it because you're gonna pay them to do it.
We can't go swimming on vacation in Hawaii anymore.
Yeah, I know. So you gotta do it like on the...
I do it all over my cock.
You could do it there.
And no, I'd be badass.
So badass.
And then it gets hard and just...
and people are like, wow.
I like the leg. I like the... I'm by the way, I'm not a leg guy. With tats, but that one's fucking sick. What's the cock?
It brought.
Did you type in cock?
Cock dick. Let's see. Martin. Oh my God! Look at that first one.
Whoa!
That's kind of what you were talking about.
That's actually not that bad looking. Keep showing. What's the green one? Is that a dragon? Nope. Top left. Yeah. And I hope that these are Halston googling these. Look at that.
That's wild. I feel like
it would be weird if that was your 1-2.
Your one, yeah.
If that was your only one. Whoa.
That's a pretty good one.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oof. Oh, wow. How do you pee?
I don't know.
I hope people are... how do we have a link up so people... we should have a Patreon where people can see the pictures.
How about that
seeing
guy that's doing front and back, full body? Is he... Jesus, man. Yeah, that's too much.
All right, let's just go back to the arm.
Yeah.
What's the Rock's tattoo? I would like to see his... because he's got the tit. with the arm. Are you going to do the arm you had surgery on? You should.
Well, that's the thing is, do you just leave your scar as the thing and then tattoo the other arm? That's kind of cool, right?
That's pretty fucking badass. Yeah. That is fucking badass.
Maybe leave the scar showing.
Yeah.
Because I tell people, you know, when they're like, how'd you get that? I go, Afghanistan. I did two tours.
Yeah, the rocks are pretty badass.
Yeah, those are cool. He's on major gear. Geared
dude,
up.
Dude, we're just like the Rock.
Yeah, I think he's on,
we are just
I
like
think
the
he's
Rock.
On a higher dosage.
Yeah. I bet he's just a little extra tea.
Yeah.
Didn't Joe get in trouble? Or not yet. Obviously, Joe doesn't get in trouble, but wasn't there beef that when he was like, The Rock needs to tell everyone what he's using?
I don't know. What did he say? Did The Rock say anything?
I think, by the way, I'm paraphrasing a Twitter tweet. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm paraphrasing a beef, Twitter beef.
Yeah.
Because I think they went. I think they went back and forth, or I think people tried to make it a thing, and it may have not been a thing. But I think Joe said something like, "He's definitely on something. And he should be honest because I think he's 50.
Yeah.
He's our age, my
yeah.
age.
Yeah.
He's younger than you, and so
he's older than me.
Or, yeah, older, whatever. And so I guess we're gonna keep doing that about your age. So.
I'm but, 7 years younger
but
than
the
you.
But Rock, the Rock.
Seven.
You know, people are shocked when they say that.
Of course.
They go, wait, you're older than Tom? I go, yeah, I know. And now that I'm on T, they're going to be like, wait, I thought you guys were like, he was your older brother. So he said that the Rock should be honest with what he's using.
Yeah.
Because kids should know.
I think it's a fair thing to say, don't you?
I'm just curious. I don't really give a fuck.
No, I don't care either.
You're going to be that dude or you're not going to
no,
be
but
that dude.
The reason that he's saying that is because when you don't say that, it gives people the impression, oh, all I got to do is work out and be dedicated
yeah.
and I'll look like that. And it's like, that's not entirely true.
That's not. And his, I mean.
That's why Joe's saying you should, you know, if you have a huge platform and you're super famous and you look like that, be like, oh yeah, I do work out really hard and I do take care of myself. But by the way.
I am fucking gassed up.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
What's crazy is like, I saw a video of Barry Bonds the other day, and Barry Bonds used to be fucking, I mean, it was in a Hank Aaron documentary.
Yeah.
And Willie Mays documentary. And Barry Bonds now looks like a regular dude, like a regular person.
Yeah, I mean, that's him.
He was.
That's him rookie, like as a rookie on the left there. Like,
and
so
that's him
skinny.
At fucking 47.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Look at that look size at that. Of that guy. Well, what's Barry Bonds look like now? Like a regular
type
dude?
Type in Barry Bonds now.
2023 or
he's just like a
that's him right now.
Yeah, hi yeah. guys.
Yeah, he shrunk down again.
Barry Bonds has got like the least gangster voice you've ever heard.
There's this article somebody's I think Jeff Tate sent me about how like unequivocally he is by far the greatest player of all time. Like
really?
Stat wise, they broke down the note his stats and his. How 1 year, like his on base percentage was so astronomical. It was like comically good.
So Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Roger Clemens, they're never going to get into the Hall of Fame because they did steroids.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like the I know that the journalists and shit. Look at that. Look at this. What is that 376 one? That third one from the next door. Look at that stat right there.
In 2024, he reached base safely 367 times. 76 times. He got to bat 373 times. Now that's got to be. But that mean he only had six outs or three outs. No, I know a lot of walks. That's what I was gonna say. There's a lot of walks in there, but that means that he only three times he got out. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
It's crazy when you see like dudes with legit swings.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. I enjoy taking batting practice whenever I can. Like I do it. I did it at my high school. I do it when we do Fully Loaded. I do all of it. But like my swing is nothing compared to dude. They're dudes on the internet who swing.
Yeah.
That they have videos and they're just dudes with great swings who don't play professional baseball.
Yeah, they just have.
And they hit bombs. I was watching this guy. I think it was at Notre Dame. Hit him off a church. Like he was just hitting classes. Like it was insane.
You can see the same types of dudes. Okay. Most career home runs, most home runs in a single season, and most career walks. Yeah, he's the fucking animal, dude. There's dudes who have those same types of golfs, like their driver swings, where you see they don't know how to, they're passable golfers. Like they have a decent game, but their real thing is they know how to drive, and they swing that thing, and you're like, holy shit.
Dude, that's what happened with Tiger is he fucked his back
up. Yeah, because of his torque. Yeah.
I wonder why Tiger doesn't shave his head.
He leaves that.
It's an interesting look.
Dad hair?
Yeah, it's an interesting look for a guy who clearly possibly has to have a stylist, right? Someone's got to cut his hair.
He's a billionaire. Yeah, that's a weird choice.
It's just an odd... I guess he's just a happy dude. He doesn't care.
I don't know.
He's got great teeth. And those are natural teeth.
Really?
He's had those his whole life, yeah.
Seriously?
I think so. Type in Tiger Woods teeth. Tiger Woods teeth.
That's always been a thing. Yeah, oh, I think you're right. Those do look real teeth.
Yeah. He's got great fucking teeth.
Dude, that hair is a weird choice.
He's got a fake tooth. Oh. He got a tooth knocked out.
Oh.
Must have been his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that chick?
She's doing all right.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What, to be her?
Yeah. How fucking great. You're fucking loaded with money.
Yeah.
You can get whatever. I mean, she doesn't have to do a thing. Can you imagine being rich without a schedule that started at 6 a.m.? My schedule starts every morning at 6 a.m. No matter what I do the night before, I am up at 6 a.m. There are people either in my bedroom, in my fucking hotel room, or opening my curtain to my bunk at 6 a.m. That's how my day starts every fucking day. Usually, last night it ended at fucking 9. I got in bed at 9.
That's good, right?
Because of you. Because I looked at you and I was like, God, he looks like fucking fresh. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking do it to myself. And I almost did.
You almost turned it up?
I almost turned it up. Because it's my one night home and Leanne's there. And I saw her. She went over to the wine thing. I leave the corks in the wine thing. Mm-hmm. And then they go out of battery and you can't get the cork out anymore. So you have to buy a new wine thing. And I started doing that. And I was like, here we go. We're getting wine. And then I just went, I'm going to bed. I'm getting in bed. And so I got in bed. I watched a documentary on Netflix about the Asian airline disaster.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
MH370.
Yeah.
Did you finish it?
I had passed out.
Oh.
What happened with it?
Man, first of all, that's really well done, that doc.
Yeah.
It's a three-part series. Because you know how you remember these big events, but you forget the details sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that plane that disappeared. Like, that's basically what I remembered.
Yeah.
And they fucking break down how, like, in really great detail, how, well, first of all,
what was the three Russian theory?
Man, there's so many theories on this thing. So
the one theory is the pilot was depressed and killed everyone.
Murder suicide. Yeah.
The one theory was three Russian dudes turned off the responder.
Yeah, because there was also Russia at the time. This was 2014. I think this was like right as the Crimea thing was going on. Like they were, you know, taking Crimea back. I think that's what it was. Like there was, right? They were, I think that was exactly at that time. And let's see. Does it have the Russian, does it say Russian theory in there down there if you scroll down? But it's absolutely fascinating. So first of all, the plane loses radar contact, everything,
mm-hmm.
as it's going into Vietnamese airspace. It's going to Beijing. So when it doesn't arrive, they search the area in the South China Sea where that radar had turned off. And then a few days later, they have the what is it called? It's in the doc, but Imrant or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Had sent a signal that the plane had actually diverted left to Malaysia and then started going towards the South Indian Ocean. And they're like, what in the fuck? And there was nothing even remotely where you could land a plane down there. It's just open sea.
As soon as they found out that, they were like, this is it. This, they didn't live. And the other problem is the Malaysians are fucking, they're dirty. That came out wrong. The Malaysian government's dirty.
Well, they don't want to come out. They didn't release like any information.
Because they didn't want to look like they didn't know what the fuck they were doing, but they did not know what the fuck they were doing.
And they still held on. But anyway, yeah, there was this.
Do you think I'm smarter than the Malaysian president? Like when I watched this thing, I was like, this guy looks like a fucking absolute moron.
Yeah, they did a terrible job.
They did a terrible job.
Yeah.
I bet if we both took the SAT, I'd fucking smoke.
But then there
especially if it was in English.
They had that guy. You haven't gotten to that part yet, who was like, you know,
Do you think I'm smarter than Putin?
I mean, he's
a dick.
He's a sharp dude, though.
He's a dick, though. But
don't forget, he was also
he's
a highly KGB trained, you know.
Do you think he knows
spy?
Who I am? He has to a little bit.
I think he's gonna find out.
Yeah, that's right. I'm coming your way, bitch. Keep going.
When the machine drops?
The machine.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
What if that is like, what if it really, really pops off in Russia? Like they're like, you know what I mean? Like right now, there's probably some, you have fan, like, you know.
I don't know if I have any fans in Russia.
Well, I'm saying there's a few people in Russia.
Hey, pull up Google Trends and see if I'm trending in Russia. I doubt they have Netflix. Okay, keep going.
But how do you tell if it's Russia?
Type in Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer, yeah.
You'll see me. Hang on.
Okay.
And then this is this day. Oh, nice. Go to see United States. Go down and go to Russia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Go to Russia.
You love Google Trends.
I do. Go to Russia.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Now go to see where it says past day. Go to past five years. Nope. Not good. Go to 2004 to the present. Wow.
So the spike is in 04?
Yeah, like there's no one in Russia that is in 04. I was pretty big in Russia.
Why? Why 04? What was going on in 04 there?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's a significant spike.
Yeah. Wow. There's got to be a different Bert Kreischer? Well, I don't know. What the fuck happened in 2004?
I don't know.
That's right when we had Georgia.
Yeah, I like how you're like, that must be it.
It must have been Georgia. I guess Georgia. Holy shit. And doesn't tell anything like what they were Googling. So Joe Rogan. Wait, I know I hadn't done Rogan yet. Oh my God, that's my name in Russian.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Ooh. Copy that. Copy that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. No, I thought you did it. So then my name was trending in Russia in 2004.
This is bizarre.
Fuck. All right, anyway, keep going.
Well, look, one of the things of that MH370 thing is like at one point they're like, there's no, you know, we've been searching for forever now, for a year, 2 years, and they can't find any debris. Like, you know, there's got to be some. I mean, obviously the ocean is vast and enormous and deep, but then this guy is like, I'm going to go find debris. And he just talks to some people and they're like, it would be like on the coast of Mozambique or something. So he flies there, and like day one, he finds debris. So it just adds to this whole thing. Like, what the fuck? How's he? Yeah, like day one, he's like, I found this thing from the flap. It's just, it doesn't, you know, that guy. Yeah. So, this guy just like goes there and finds it.
So wait, did they ever say what happened to the plane?
Well, the truth is like because of the debris that was found, at first they go, okay, confirm that this debris is from a 777, which is what the plane was.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, it is that flight. It is MH370. But like each piece of debris from a plane like that has specific like numbers on it. You know what I'm trying to think of? I can't think of the word. Like
a serial number.
Yes. And they're like some of these pieces have deliberately looks like missing serial numbers. So like this doesn't make sense. So it just adds to the speculation that that they don't really know. I mean, obviously the plane is gone, but there was a theory that the Russians had diverted the plane into like Kazakhstan, and that, you know, and people were buying that theory for a while.
If I had a family member on it, I'd buy it.
Well, yeah, because it gives you hope, you know, it gives you hope. And so there was that. And then, I don't know, man, like some people think the pilot did it, but the thing is like, usually when people do something like that, there's these signs, you know, when they dive into it, and he had no actual signs of depression or being like, you know, buying into some crazy political theory. Like he was, by all accounts, like a pretty healthy, happy dude.
That's crazy that you don't even think about all the shit going on in someone's life.
It's really good though. I highly recommend watching it.
Go on Netflix, watch Razzle Dazzle. It's interesting. They got some really great shows on Netflix right now. It's funny. The Pornhub one's good. I watched that. I watched one on Boeing's 737 MAX. By the way, and this is why I'm having a panic attack today, because the 737 MAX, they were like, Boeing made a plane that where they placed the engines, the plane just went gonk.
The worst part about that Boeing MAX 737 MAX thing is that there's internal memo. I haven't even seen the doc, but there are internal memos.
Yeah.
That they go, well, the pilots will have to go like some more training to do this. And the airlines are like, we don't want them to have to go to more training. So then they were like, all right, just don't let them know that.
I remember when they were recalling the 737 MAXs and I was on a 737 MAX and I said something to, I must've been sitting next to a pilot, but I talked to a pilot about it. And he was like, it's all bullshit. These are fucking, they're 737s. There's nothing different. And then you watch the doc and they're like, oh no, it's totally fucking different. They've had to put a tail flap in the thing to lower it, but the pilots had to know, they had 10 seconds to figure it out when this started going. And they talked about, dude, why am I talking about airline crashes when I have to fucking fly today?
You're flying today.
I'm flying fucking today.
On a 737 MAX?
I don't know. I have our lady that books all our travel, Felicia, is a gangster.
Yeah.
And she, every time she can, she tries to get me sleeper beds.
Yeah.
Do you hear this fucking rain?
This rain is insane.
It's fucking crazy. You know trees are just falling out of the ground?
That's fucking...
Because our trees don't have vast root systems. Because if it ever rains, all the fucking rain's up top, so all the roots are up top. So these big, heavy trees are just fucking collapsing. And we've got four of them in our backyard.
How long have we been going?
An hour.
Okay.
Well, how you feeling? You feeling sick? Tired?
Yeah.
And this rain, just go back, take a Xanax, go to your room and fucking sleep all day? What do you have to do the rest of the day?
I'm traveling back today.
You fly back?
Yeah.
Private?
No.
Okay. Just a second. No. What, American? What time?
The flight is at like 5 something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, the burps start down here. Isla made me order pizza last night, and I was like, I haven't had pizza. I've been doing intermittent fasting and then trying to eat clean somewhat.
Do you do like 16 hour?
I do. I go as long as I can.
But do you know what that usually is?
Yeah. It's from like 8 till noon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but last night I went to bed at 9. I stopped eating at like probably 7:30, 7. But I just see as long as I can go. And then if I don't do it, I don't do it. I don't care. It's not a big fucking deal. I've tried. I feel less hungry lately. I think it's because of my gear, but I tried to, I got pizza last night. She goes, you know, surprise us, Dad. I said, what? She goes, get me something I didn't expect. And so I was like, all right. So I got spinach and feta, and then supreme pepperoni, and then thin crushed cheese. She opened them. She goes, I don't like any of these. I go, what's the point of surprising you if you're not going to fucking? And she was like, fine, I guess I'll have cheese and go to bed. And I was like, that's not what I was looking for.
No.
This morning she was, never mind. Oh, God. Well, I hope, can't wait. I hope I'm alive when your kids are 18. How much longer is that?
It's a while. You got, you got about 10 years, 10, 11 years for Ellis. Yeah.
Done. I'll be there.
14 for Julian.
Okay.
Yeah.
64. I'll definitely make 64. 69. 70 is going to be a dicey year for me.
You think so?
Yeah. 70 will be a milestone. I think a lot of people will be like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, you made
82
it.
82 and 82 and spry and lucid and with it and still in kind of good shape, people are going to be like, God damn it, Bert. I did not see this coming.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't wait to go to people's funerals and be
that
like.
You thought would, that would be, yeah. Like well, you know they thought you'd be dead before them.
At 82, Rogan will be 80.
He'll a couple be years older than 80, you.
He'll be 90.
No.
He's 8 years older than me.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's 55.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, he'll still be alive. He'll be 87. He'll be 87.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose funeral will I definitely be at?
Whose funeral? Well, of like our circle of friends?
Yeah.
I mean.
This is not a fun game. Yeah. I just realized this is not a fun game.
Yeah. How do you think Leanne will outlive you?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's because I think what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll be something. Brain tumor.
Yeah.
And people are going to go because I know that I'm going to get the energy at her funeral where they're like, it should have been him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'll definitely outlive Leanne.
Yeah.
And I won't take care of her properly.
When she's dying?
Yeah. This is really shitty because she knows that I won't be able to.
So you'll bring in help.
Yeah. And then yeah. I'll just be like, hey, I gotta.
You like look in the room. You good?
Maybe I'll probably step up to the plate. Because when my sister had that heart condition, do you remember when Gotti had her heart rate was like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking she went to the hospital.
210.
Yeah.
Dude, I delivered. I showed up. I was a fucking gangster. I got in the fucking ambulance with her. I calmed her down. I took some selfies. And then, yeah.
You think you'll outlive your sisters?
I hope I outlive my parents.
Jesus.
My mom's got this fucking weird DNA where she just doesn't get sick. And when she does, it doesn't hurt. And she just, I'm Betty the Bull. Like my mom's got crazy DNA. And my dad, I don't know. I don't want to get the fucking phone call. I don't want to get the fucking phone call. I think I anticipate the phone call. You knew your dad was passing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
Well, yeah, I was there. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah. I don't want to get the phone call.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is the phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
And why am I doing this? Do you remember when I said I don't have any anxiety and then this is going to end and I'll have anxiety?
What are we talking about? Plane crashes and people dying? All I'm doing is,
God damn it, God damn it. Yeah. Let's talk about something. Let's end on something strong and positive.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Guns.
Guns?
I don't know.
I was going to say vacations.
Okay, vacations.
Like, I'm trying to think of something positive. What do positive people do?
They think about like, yeah, affirmations and like, yeah, beautiful places. A vacation is a good idea.
Okay.
Do you have a vacation planned next?
No. My cruise? It's work.
I know, but you got to plan. Why don't you plan a week of vacation?
With who?
Leanne?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could. Okay. So I'm going to New Zealand, the South Island. I go to New Zealand, the South Island. World's best place to visit is the South Island of New Zealand.
Yeah. You should go to the Cook Islands. Dave went there. My tour manager went there after I went home and he went to the Cook Islands. Type in the Cook Islands.
Are you being serious?
Yes. He went there after. He was like, I want to go to the Cook Islands. Go to images. Yeah. That's where he went after our tour in New Zealand.
Hey, type in flight from Sydney to the Cook Islands. I'll green like this. I'll pull this trigger right now.
Yeah, you should do it.
How long?
Oh. That's a connecting flight. It's a connecting. But you're also going that way.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cook Islands.
Yeah.
I love going to the ocean. I love being at the ocean.
There you go.
It's 5 hours and 33 minutes. That's doable.
Yeah, you're going 3,000 miles.
Are the Cook Islands are going back to Los Angeles?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll go to the Cook Islands. I'd love to go to the fucking Cook Islands.
Show the image. We'll go to the image of like where on a map if you can. Yeah, there we go. Where is it? Yeah, see, so you're heading that way.
Oh, wow.
Then you could probably go from there to, like, I don't know, Hawaii.
I'll tell you what I could do. What? I guess once you get to the Cook Islands, then you might as well keep going. Because I was like, I'll fly back to Sydney and then take the direct.
You could do that.
Because I don't want to, I'm sure it's going to be like Cook Islands to Hamburger Island to like fucking Cocktail Island.
Dude, look at that. Look at that. Yeah, he went there. He said it was amazing.
It's me, Maddie Smith.
Who's that?
Maddie Smith, comedian. She's fucking hilarious. I told you about the time that she read the label for edibles.
No.
We're in the bus and we're fucking hammered. And she puts a bunch of gummies and then a bunch of weed gummies in a bowl and shakes them up. She goes, who wants to play gummy roulette? So I was like, wait, what are these? And she goes, they're these. It's fine. They're 10 milligrams. But you got to eat whatever you eat. You got to eat. Now, I normally do not take 10 milligrams. If anything, I'll take 5 and I'll have a hard time waking up after taking 5.
Yeah.
So Pete goes first and he eats his gummy and he says very plainly, that was marijuana. I said, really? And he goes, it's extremely strong. It's marijuana. And I was like, okay, part of me is like, these are shit gummies.
Yeah.
Because I can't taste the marijuana in a gummy.
Yeah.
And I definitely can't smell it. So Maddie takes hers and she goes, okay, I got marijuana too. Moses Storm takes his. He's like, I got marijuana. And then grabs another one and he goes, and I hate to say it, but I think the other one's marijuana. I grab mine. I go, I got marijuana. And I'm chewing it. And as I swallow, Maddie goes, uh-oh. I said, what? And she goes, promise you're not going to be mad. And I go, what? And she goes, I misread the label. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I thought it was 110 milligrams. These are 100 milligrams. And I'm like, Pete immediately goes, I'm going to my bunk, and gets in his bunk and just tries to race going to sleep before it kicks in. Me, Maddie, and Moses. Moses is on 200 milligrams. Maddie goes, well, I can't let you do that alone. She eats another one. We get fucking obliterated.
You must be like floored.
I got into my bunk. I said, I'll out drink it. So I started pounding alcohol.
Jesus Christ.
And I get into my bunk and I go, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. And I was I fell asleep. And then I don't know if you know this feeling. I can only describe it as a searing panic attack.
Yeah.
Where it's extremely clear, extremely clean. And it's hitting you dead into the fucking center of the heart. And I wake up with a searing panic attack and we're driving down the road. I'm in a fucking, you ever seen the movie with Chris Pratt? Where he's in a time capsule and they're flying to Mars, but his wakes up early and then he's got to make the decision. Do I wake someone else up? That's what I was like at 4 a.m. driving down the road going, do I get someone awake? Do I tell them what to do? So, but we laughed. The funnest part was as they were kicking in, we couldn't stop laughing that we ate 100 milligrams on
crazy,
accident.
Crazy.
And so Maddie Smith is going with me. Mark Smalls is going with me. Peter is going with me. Like Lacey's going with me. And Victoria. It's a good group.
Yeah.
It's a fucking good group. We could go to the Cook Islands.
Dude, that's a good... You should do it. You should do it.
Right now, Leanne's listening to this downstairs going, I want to go to the Cook Islands.
Yeah, of course.
I just named all the people I travel with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to go to the... 10 must-do experiences in the South Island. The South Island of New Zealand is fucking sick. It is fucking sick.
Are you doing all of New Zealand?
Just the top.
Just Auckland? Island.
Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah. I did Christchurch, and that was like my favorite show.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing Auckland, New Zealand, and then all the places in Australia.
Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Adelaide. I don't know where else.
I think that's probably it. Yeah, that's probably it.
Those are the hits.
I think they're already sold out.
Great.
I know. I want to do more shows.
I'm doing...
I love...
Europa, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Europe. Where are you going in Europe?
I got Budapest, Berlin...
Berlin's Vienna, great. Budapest, I don't understand.
But Oslo, like, Paris,
yep.
Prague.
Paris. I didn't do Paris. I didn't do Prague.
Dublin.
Dublin's
Glasgow.
Be, oh.
Birmingham.
Dublin. I might, when you in Dublin, I might fly to Dublin to go watch that show.
Pull it up if you can. Jesus. Look at
that guy's fucking ridiculous.
Hit tour. Let's see here. Scroll.
When are you in Ireland?
See, look. Ba-ba-ba. Oslo. Athens. Prague.
Dublin, the Three Arena.
Yeah,
Three Arena. That's where I was. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. May 6th, Where am I May 6th? Am I here? I will fly to fucking Dublin to see that show.
Seriously?
Dude, that you was the craziest show I did all through
years. That's what you said.
That might be one of the craziest shows I've ever done. That's the time I called you on stage.
I remember. It was. I just got into Australia.
I walked out with a beer, with a cold beer, raised it to the audience, and they were standing and stomping going, ole, 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 ole. And I fucking killed the beer, and they were like, oh.
Did you do intermission?
Yeah, I definitely did intermission.
I hate the intermission.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. How many people are you bringing with you?
One.
Just one? I brought two.
Yeah.
Break it up. Bring two, have them both go, and then intermission, and then ladies and gentlemen, Tom Segura. It worked fine. Like, I'm like, honestly, not even. Like,
how much time do you have each two?
15. I think we had three people with us. At one point. At one point, yeah. At one point, crazy. We had Maddie, Mark, and Shane. And so it was awesome. Dublin at the Three Arena. Got to get Conor McGregor to come out.
Okay.
Got to get Conor McGregor to come out. Okay. Hey, everyone hit up Conor McGregor and tell him May 6th, the Three Arena, he sold it out too. That was the one that when I met him, he goes, what you doing here? And I was like, doing stand-up. And he said, where? I said, the Three Arena. And he goes, just sell it out? I said, yeah. And he goes, me too. He goes, and he looked at me and he goes, we both sold out the Three Arena. And I was like, ah. I took the most disgusting picture with his mom that I've ever taken with anyone.
Why?
Have you ever seen this?
With his mom?
I look so... I think her name's
Maggie McGregor.
Maggie McGregor. She comes up and she goes, I'm bad at accents. She goes, I have a boy. Can I get me a picture? And I was like, yeah, sure. And
oh my God.
She was standing. I hope to God this is on my phone. I hope to God this is on my phone because you will laugh hysterically. She was standing on. She was standing on a step. You got a picture of me and Maggie. She was standing on a step, and we didn't want to look short, so she stood on the step, and I stood on the step in front of her. And so, pull it up, can you?
Let's see.
And so I look like a fucking blimp compared to this little, beautiful Irish woman. Look, I'm just right in front of her. I look massive compared to her.
That's Connor's mom?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their whole group was cool. I'll tell you right now, this Black Forge Inn, which I misread the name because I'm dyslexic, and I kept calling it the Black Foreign.
Yeah.
The Black Forge Inn, that steak is one of the best steaks I've ever had.
Is that his gin?
It's his place. It's his place. Dude, you got to go to dinner at the Black Forge Inn. Post about it on Instagram, and maybe Connor will come in. Reach out to him. Have Joe reach out to him. But he has to come see your show. He's fucking...
Sweet. Was he at your show?
No, he didn't come to my show.
Oh.
We were going to dinner there, and he was there having dinner there at the same time, I think.
All right.
That was awesome, man.
That would be awesome.
Meeting him was a fun experience.
I bet, yeah. He's an interesting
dude. We got
a
video of it, and I geek out, because I didn't understand he was going to be there. Like, I'd said, I'm going to the Black Forge Inn on Instagram, and then the Black Forge Inn DM'd me, and they're like, when are you coming in? And we were just day drinking in Ireland, and I was like, I don't know, like, later tonight? And they're like, well, let us know. We'll have a table ready for you. And I was like, oh, cool. And so we were kind of bored. So I was like, oh, this is the video of me meeting Conor McGregor. Here, hit pause. Let me tell the story. I'm better telling it than seeing it. So I said to the group, I was like, hey, let's just wrap this up and go to the Black Forge Inn and have dinner. You guys want to go get a drink? And they're like, yeah. No idea that Conor McGregor was going to be there. Don't hit play yet. And so we pull up, and there's a fucking Maybach or like a Bentley in the front. Yeah. And I pull my phone out and I record it, including its license plate. I'm like, oh, I wonder who's here. Joking, thinking, what a good smart marketing idea that he'd always put a Bentley out there.
Make people think.
And I go, the guy's on top of shit. What I'm not seeing is I'm seeing a bunch of people ushering, like panicking as I open the door. Three dudes in black suits. Now you can hit play. Three dudes in black suits literally usher me to my table quick as fucking shit and sit me down. And then this guy, he's the fucking best. He's got the belt over his thing. And he's like, do you want to meet the champ or do you want to meet the boss? This is me meeting him.
No, I'm geeking
the fuck out. I am geeking. Look at Mark Smalls.
Dude, oh, this is great. I didn't realize it was like this. This is great, man.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking awesome. And so, yeah, stand in front of the pit.
And he's talking to you about what you were doing there?
He's like, you're the best comedian I've ever seen. I swear to God, it's just an honor to meet you. You're better at everything than I am. And I'm a good boxer, but you're like the best.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, two legends. He's like, look, two legends. Get a picture. Give the belt to the champ. He's like, you're the best.
This is awesome.
And he's like, oh, yeah. And then he goes, hey, you got to take your shirt off, right, buddy? And I go, ah, yeah. Tan, I don't want to. It's not my thing, but.
This is great. No, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is when we're talking about the three arena.
Yeah.
And so.
You look so happy to be meeting him.
I am so fucking excited.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he's like, God, you look like you're in shape. Hit play. He's like, you look like you're in shape, he says to me. And then my shirt comes off. Wow. And so, but he said to me, they brought me in, they sit me down.
Is this you guys there? Are you there?
This is us there. This is like, we did a podcast the next day.
Oh, I got you.
In a pub. And just talked about it. But the best part is when I got in, they sat me down and they're like, the boss wants to meet you. And I just assumed it was the restaurant manager.
Yeah.
Like I figured.
The boss.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I have no problem.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So when the boss comes up, everyone get the cameras out. And I was like, okay. And in my head, I'm like, I really honestly thought they looked at my Instagram followers and they're like, he's got 2.7 million Instagram followers. He's big on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's a social media moment. So let's get a picture. And I was like, I'll take a picture with everyone here.
Sure.
And so he's like, okay. So everyone's got their cameras out because it's happening. Here comes the champ. And then he brings out the belt and I go, the champ. And he's like, whoa. And then I'm like, holy shit. And I fucking geeked out. And then he's like, how's Joe doing? And I was like, he's doing great. He's like, tell him I said hi. And I just texted with Joe.
Yeah.
And I said, Joe just texted me and told me to tell you he said hi. And he's like, tell him I'll see him in the ring soon. And I was like, oh, breaking news.
Oh, shit.
I'm Erly Ohawani.
Yeah.
Like I'm dropping dimes.
Yeah.
And so it was great. It was fucking awesome. But I swear to God, if I'm off May 6th, I'll come out and see your show in Dublin.
Okay.
Because it was the most insane fucking night of comedy. And I have to say this, only because what I presented is unruly. And it was at times unruly. It was at times out of things. Imagine they were comedy fans that were in control of the evening, but chose the best night of comedy they could have. Yeah. So I'd tell a story, get a big pop, like I did the one with Leanne, you know, that's on Secret Time or on this one. Like, oh, that's me. Big pop. Ah! And you hear one guy go, ole, ole. And the whole place, ole, ole. And then I grab a beer and I chug it. And they go, ah!
And then you go back to another.
Then I'd be like, my daughters are fucking idiots. Boom! I mean, it was an epic evening
of
comedy.
You told me, you go, it's like no one has told these people that they're white.
I didn't.
You did.
Did I say that?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, we should go.
Oh.
That was fun.
What a great, that was some great episodes.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And we'll reconvene again, you and I, in like about a month or so. We're going to get together again.
In Austin. I can't wait because Joe's Club's fucking sick.
I can't wait.
When we're down there, why don't we do some co-headlining shows?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make tickets, $270 a ticket. So they can't fucking scalp them here. Everyone's scalping
but
them.
The
tickets are $400.
But the club is not accepting secondhand tickets now.
Well, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, they're just like, no, you either get the... They're not letting them do it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So don't get the scalp tickets because they're not going to take them.
I'll take them.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
I love you.
Bye, guys.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.